Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 5th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, offering 29,000 head, 3,700 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and 19,000 head of weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Cash cattle traders expected to get back into the swing of things following the holiday-shortened week disruptions of the normal schedule last week, with cash cattle at $2 to $4 higher last week, with most of the business done early before leaving for Thanksgiving. It's expected that overall cattle movements were extremely light for the week. With the month of December now here, the expectation that increased delivery of contracted cattle in the first couple of weeks of the month will take the pressure off of lower negotiated cash cattle trade. Initial trade today is expected to remain mixed in the hogs following the wide market gyration seen surrounding the Thanksgiving holiday last week. With limited trade volume and little additional long-term direction in the market, prices moving higher and lower in a triple-digit range through the last half of the week, it's uncertain if renewed buyer support will be able to develop early today, with traders still uncertain about any firm developments when it comes to a trade agreement with China. Now, moving to the grain, wheat markets weaker from the overnight, easing back from Friday's impressive performance. Chicago wheat continues to be the focus after making fresh five-month highs on Friday and rallying 7.6% during the month of November. Rallying global wheat prices supported U.S. wheat futures when they reopened Friday, with Paris and Russian values jumping to the highest levels since midsummer. Friday's rally in particular seemed to focus on the strong weekly export sales and the soft red winter category, which totaled 2.6 million bushels versus the 1.4 million bushels needed on a weekly basis. Corn futures trading either side of unchanged, maintaining Friday's strength, which saw prices rally to two-week highs. The strength seems tied to the weekend blizzard that slammed the Dakotas and Minnesota, where a substantial amount of corn harvest is left to complete. Soybeans higher overnight, attempting to close in positive territory for the first time in eight sessions. Like corn, soybeans made two-and-a-half-month lows last week, but have yet to definitively rally away from those levels, with overnight price action remaining inside Friday's range. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle down 22 cents Friday, 121.20. February down 50, 126.20. January feeder cattle down 105, 142.27. March down 90 cents at 143.02. December hogs up 135, 62.02. February's up 102 at 68.17. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December up 12 cents Friday, 438 and three quarters. March was up 9.5, 447. Chicago wheat, December up 19 cents, 547.5. March up 15 cents, 541 three quarters. December corn up 8.5, 371 and a quarter. March up 8 cents, 381 and a quarter. January soybeans down 5.25 at 876 and three quarters. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.